Hey, man.
What's happening?
Got some shameless rock and roll bringing us in from Sweet Daddy down in Corpus Christi, Texas.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Just starting it off that way every time lately, man. I like it.
Until we get some more free tracks.
I don't know, man. I'm pretty satisfied with the what we got.
No, so. I like that one, too. There's some Poor Down Bastards tunes on the way that we can use, and there's some cool tunes. We'll pick some good stuff from there.
Suppose I could write something.
I suppose you could. I suppose there's so many options.
It probably wouldn't be nearly as good as Sweet Daddy, but...
Oh, no, no, of course not.
I could write something. I could try.
Not much is.
No, it's pretty good as that song. It's really good, dude. That whole record is fucking incredible.
That's a great intro to the podcast, dropping in Texas.
Yeah, you're going to go out and have yourself a good time.
Whoa, whoa, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Go out there, lay your mama on the line. Speaking of mamas.
Oh, my God, happy Mother's Day, dude.
Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Holy shit, man. Hey, Mom, happy Mother's Day. I fucking love you. See what I did there? Yeah, you raised a foul-mouthed son.
Mama tried.
So. No, Mom, happy Mother's Day. And I like, you know, and I want to wish my grandmother a happy Mother's Day too. Grandmother's a big part of my life. She raised five kids and helped raise me. So Granny is what I call her, Granny.
It seems like
happy Mother's Day, Granny.
There you go.
To my granny.
There's a picture of her on the Voluptuous Skateboards Instagram page. You can see her and her
wearing
fancy
Chicadura
shirt.
Fucking 89 years old.
I think that at our age, most of the people that we would refer to as our grandparents or, you know, people that age probably did raise about five kids and help raise a bunch of other kids, you know?
Yeah, it wasn't until the baby boomers got involved and they started being like, yeah, fuck it, it's mine. I'm going to do what I want.
I'll keep my kid and I'll move across the country.
No, fucking, I'm only going to have four or three or
3.7. 3.7 plus 0.3, a really small dog is 0.3 and makes 4.
They input the entire burden of the, you know, socioeconomic framework on this generation. Thankfully, this generation had a shitload of kids, right? Did we?
Yours?
I didn't.
We did. I had two.
I had none. Like I didn't contribute. So.
I have two.
Anyhow, man, but happy Mother's Day to all.
There you go.
All the mothers out there. You know, man, even if you're not a skating mom, man, happy Mother's Day to you. All the skating moms, happy Mother's Day to you too. So
I think I only know like two skate moms.
I think I know a couple.
Yeah. I don't know how many there are out there. I did see a video of a mom trying to skate at a skate park.
Yeah.
I turned it off before she busted her ass because I didn't see it.
That's something you can't watch.
You know what I cannot watch anymore?
What's that?
Skateboard injury clips over and over.
Dude,
I can't do it, man. I can't watch
Hollow Meat, dude. I cannot watch.
I don't even want to know what that is.
Yeah, you don't want to know what it is.
It's
gnarly.
It's bad.
It's gnarly.
I mean, I like watching stupid people do shit
like kook slams
and hurt themselves. Yeah. Well, kook slams I love, and kook of the day. Yeah. Both of those.
Kook
are
of the day is actually
excellent.
Pretty badass. Yeah.
But there's another one like YouTube. What the f? Couple more, they're out there, like the guy doing the backflip off the deck and just lands on his head on the concrete or on the wooden deck, and everybody's just like that shit I can watch.
Like wake up, like, as he wakes up, be like, so do you think you have, like, ask him, so do you think you have a concussion?
Somebody commented and said, I think he has Dane Bramage.
Dane Bramage, yeah, that's low-hanging fruit, bro.
That's an old
I know.
That guy, what was that comedian's name? 72, Tom. You remember that dude? He had the Dane Bramage joke back in the late 80s.
Was it Tim Thomerson?
No. It was on Evening at the Improv. I used to watch a lot of stand-up comedy when I was younger. You know,
still do. Yeah, still do.
Can't remember the guy's name, but.
Yeah, was the unknown comic with the bag over his head?
No.
Sure.
There's a band. What's that band? That's this dude that's out right now who wears a disguise. It's kind of like a Chris Isaac meets some 80s Morrissey.
I know who you're talking about, man.
Super cool.
Super real cool. And he wears that like it's almost like he wears like a curtain over
his
face.
Yeah.
Lila would know.
Yeah, I tried to. That's why I brought the computer. I was going to look up facts like that. But
I think I can tell you. Keep talking.
Yeah, man. So let me go ahead and shout out to the guys and gals that say nice shit about us, which would be what we would like to call our sponsors. And I guess.
Which would be what we like to call.
We like to call our sponsors.
When in fact they are.
When in fact they sort of are. Sponsors. Yeah, we've got some co-sponsorship initiatives at work.
And those would be?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about them?
Yeah,
or do we
want to hang out? Do I want to count them on my... All right, here we go. Voluptuous Skateboards. Uh-huh.
Sure.
And Chicaduro. Got to mention Chicaduro. Uh-huh. Surf House in Houston.
Surf House.
Oak Forest. Cockfight Skateboards.
There's a discount
and
code.
There will be a discount code in a bit. Probably after we call our first guest. Mm-hmm. Is that four or three? Let's see. Voluptuous Surf House.
Cockfight. Three.
Method of Thrashing Hard.
Oh.
Apparition Skate Shop. Buzz Bomb Skates. Clubhouse Skateboards.
Clubhouse Skateboards.
Nostalgic Rags.
Nostalgic Rags.
Royal Tiger Tattoo. Houston Skateboards. Houston Vert Ramp. Texican Skateboards. Embassy Skateboards. Wild Bill.
Over at Ace Pro Trucks. Design, Ace, well, they're unofficial. Not,
these are our honorable mentions. Right, honorable I'm just trying mentions. To go through them and see. I think there's 20, but anyway.
There's not 20. We had 11 last I checked.
Refuse Wheels, Speed Lab Wheels, and...
I like Powerflex.
Powerflex, that's right. Shout out to those guys.
Shout out to those guys.
Appreciate it.
Ready? Orville Peck.
Orville Peck.
That's the name of the guy.
Okay.
With the mask that kind of sounds like
it's
Chris
cool.
Isaac. It's very
yeah,
cool.
I like it.
I like it too.
I saw a performance on a late night show at one point, and it was pretty okay. So you skated since we had a meeting last week?
I did some slalom last weekend with Lou Statman and Kenny Harrison and Jeff Minks.
Oh.
And it's a lot of fun. There's a commitment, you know, man, slalom is different, right? Because, you know,
there ain't no tail on that skateboard.
Well, there ain't no tail on the skateboard. So it's all turning. It's all carving and turning and, you know, all the turn is in the front foot. Right. And so what's interesting about it is that you start to learn to trust the equipment because, man, these wheels grip. I mean, if I would have tried, they're soft wheels, they're bigger wheels. I think that what I'm riding are 78 millimeters, 82A, super soft. And they're super wide. And so, but they have a ton of grip. And so when you're going around a cone, you're hauling ass. And, you know, your mind, based on your previous skateboarding knowledge, tells you, this isn't going to work. I'm going to slide the fuck out. And if you're going, so front side, I'd rather slide out going front side. You know, because backside, if it slides out and you ain't ready, which you never are, you're falling on your face.
Wells Branch Skate Park.
Right.
Or into the wall on a wrist.
Right. You're
backside.
Yeah.
High side backside.
Yeah.
Backside
you're,
high
yeah,
side.
You're falling directly on your face when you're sliding out, right? Or just... So, but you start to trust the equipment and you start to like, you know, you start to progress is what happens. And the first time you make it through that course, man, there's like this like sense of accomplishment. It's fucking weird, man. Just to go around cones, there's this sense of accomplishment that you get it done for the first time. And it was pretty cool. So that's the only skateboarding I've done since that was last Sunday. But that's the only skateboarding I've done. I did a lot of skateboarding related stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Went ahead and set the flat for my ramp. I got it all in. And then, today I spent from 9 o'clock this morning till you showed up at 5. So I stopped around 4. And then I got it all squared up. It's barely a 16th of an inch off from corner to corner. And when I say barely, I mean, it's like it's a real thin 16.
That's good for a car, man. Pretty good. You
yeah,
know?
No. Like, well, you know, I'm a little bit of a weirdo when it comes to shit like that. So,
mother, should I trust the equipment?
Maybe that's a song we should write. Trust
Sorry,
the,
I just
trust
popped
the
out
equipment.
Of my, right.
Right.
Well, cool.
Cool.
What
do we got today? What are we talking about?
Fuck, man. COVID-19.
Oh, man, is it still going on?
You know, it's funny. It's funny. Now they're saying that everybody's been sick because they've been isolated.
Right.
I saw something funny the other day. Like, homeless people don't wear masks.
Nope.
They're not inside.
Mm-mm.
And apparently they're not getting coronavirus.
Well, I mean,
that we know of.
I mean, you know, I mean,
you know,
fucking, at this point, dude, I'm gonna believe that I should wear a mask, but at the same time, I really just don't want to fucking do it anymore. I'm tired of being a prisoner in my own fucking home. I want to go hang out with my friends. I want to see some people that I haven't seen in a while. I think I'd like to actually give somebody a fucking hug.
A hug, man.
You know, just a fuck, man. Yeah.
One of those butt out hugs. You just really want a good hug from your buddy, but you don't want your zippers to touch. Yeah, the butt out hug. The erection at the school dance style. Anyway. I know, I'm thinking about hugging, man. It's like, yeah. Or even like just a really tight, like old school 80s hip hop handshake where you do like four or five gestures in a handshake, right? Pow, pow, slap, slap. You can't even do that.
Can't even do that.
And then you stick your elbow out and people are like, ooh, I don't know. I scratch my face with my elbow a lot. I don't want to, you know, everybody's afraid to touch. I'm not really afraid of it, but there's so much information that is horseshit.
There's so much information in general,
non-factual information.
Well, I don't want to get into what is and what isn't the truth, right?
Because we don't know.
Because you know, I'm done. I'm done with it. I'm gonna say this. I want to go back to work. I mean, I work at home, but I want to go back to the office. I want to go fucking do something that's not at home.
You'll appreciate your home more once
everything
you're back
that
at work,
I do, you know, is from home, man. Like today, I woke up, right?
At home. You woke up at fucking home.
Right, right. I woke up and I got dressed and I went out in the backyard and I worked on the ramp and I came inside and I went into the kitchen and I got myself some water. And then, you know, it's just the same old shit all day. It's just
tired of it. Well, let's see if one of our buddies is tired of it yet. Why don't we reach out to our guest? Let's let somebody else talk for 30 minutes.
All right.
All right. Let's see. Let's give him a ring. Rangy dang dang. Hibby dibby doo. All right. Here we go. I'm going to give him a call. We're calling Chip Wright, by the way. And longtime skateboarder, Texas guy. Got his hands, feet, and face, and everything he can skateboarding. There we go. Let's see what
we're doing over here. Forgot to introduce ourselves.
I'm Chase.
I'm Hondo.
Hello.
What's up, you fucking nerd?
What's the fucking doing?
Nerd.
You guys
are the ones sitting in there making a show.
Hey man, wait a second. Don't lump me in with that fucking Martian. He's the one who said it. I didn't fucking say it.
You guys don't want to start off with sailors. What's up, fellas?
Yeah.
What's going on, Chip?
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Good. Man, can you hear us?
Struggling.
I can hear you good. I got you on speaker. Can you hear me good?
Yeah, man, we got you.
I think it'll work. I think it'll be all right.
Word up. It's Sunday afternoon, and I've got a Barry Clementine vodka drink in my hand. I don't know. That sounds kind of wuss, but it sure is refreshing.
Right. I was about to say, are you with a lady, or what's going on?
We lost you.
Make
that out for me. Wait for you guys to call in. I'm here.
You there? Okay. All right. Dude,
how? Can you hear me?
Yep.
I'm here.
All right. Well, we got you.
How's your lockdown experience going?
Lockdown experience. Well, you know, what are we on, week 8 or something like that, I think?
For me, it's
maybe
not.
Maybe going
for me,
into
it's,
week 9.
It's, for, this will be 10 for me.
Yeah, I'm lucky enough to be able to work from home, so I've got my kitchen table as a desk. My dogs love it. And, you know, it's going all right. It's crazy times for sure. Paying attention to what's going on, talking to the bosses when we're going to get back to things or if that's going to be the case, and just doing a lot of stuff around the house, taking care of business, and lots of laundry and gardening.
Yeah, it seems like when this is all over, everybody's going to have their home remodeled, but they're going to be depressed at the same time.
Right.
It seems kind of odd that currently I have 3-4 different skaters who are builders who have been doing projects on my house since the day I had to come home after, you know, saying that we couldn't be at the office anymore. We had to work from home.
Now that's,
so
that's
good to have skateboard builder friends. It seems like most of my skateboard friends are builder friends too.
No, we didn't ever really want to do anything else, so we learned how to do something that would, you know, make a little bit of money and free us up. I never worked. Right, I never worked weekends when I was painting houses and remodeling stuff. I just, it's like, nope, we got to have the weekends off.
Yeah, I started off that way, and then I went a different direction. But I still have some of those skills. I still have a lot of those skills. In fact,
I've heard you have skills, Hondo.
Man, I appreciate that, Chip. I appreciate that. Yeah. So, but speaking of, man, let's we don't really ever have a plan. Kind of like skateboarding, right? Drop in, see what the fuck happens. Okay.
Right.
So, you know, I kind of wanted to, you know, you've been doing this project here for, is it past 3 years or past 2 years now?
But the project being the BOC?
The BOC. I'd like you to talk about that, man. And, you know, but here's what I want though. Number one, how long you been riding a skateboard? What got you into skateboarding? Okay. And then let's go into BOC.
All right. So, I was born in 1967. And my first board was somewhere around 5 or 6 years old. And I don't exactly remember my first board. I know I had a wood board and then I had a plastic board at some point. But the main board that I remember when I started skating is I have a small metal board, not a bonsai, but a kind of not bonsai style board. And I had some Bennett trucks and some Road Rider wheels. And I've got a picture of me wearing volleyball knee pads in my front driveway riding that thing when I was somewhere in the 6, 7, 8 range. And right around that time, I guess, I don't know the years exactly, but before Skateboarder Magazine became Action Now, I got a subscription from my mom because I heard or saw something about it, friends in the neighborhood, whatever the case was. And once I got that subscription, I was hooked, looking at pictures of Shugo Kubo and all those old cats, and started doing the old driveway skating, three tires on a piece of 4x8 plywood, seeing if you could get three wheels out and, you know, that sort of thing. And then it just kind of graduated from there, because that goes into the mid late 70s and then goes into the 80s, where for me, skateboarding really thrived along with a lot of us. So
was that was in Houston, right? Because that's
that was in Houston. Yep. Yeah, I was born in a Clear Lake City in Pasadena area, and ended up moving to Alabama for a year and back when I was 7 to 8, and back to Houston. And when I was in Alabama, we had a really steep, long driveway, and I had a little ditch in my backyard, little ditch. And I remember rolling down the driveway and doing that kind of stuff, at least to some part of my memory back then. But it wasn't until I got back to Houston and I met a couple of neighborhood friends that we really started trying to basically mimic what we were seeing in the magazines.
Right.
And, you know,
how it's a lot of Burt slides and trying to get your wheels out. Yeah.
Yeah. Three wheels out, dropping off of curbs, spinning around, you know, all that basic stuff. And then it just kind of graduated from there. And, you know, luckily when I look back almost 53, I've gone very few weeks or months in that time frame without at least touching my skateboard in some form. So pretty good. And so into Bowl of Cones. So
oh, is that what BOC stands for?
BOC is Bowl of Cones, and that came from Mr. Eric Sanders, part of the Never Was crew, because we were trying to think of a name of it. And it started off when the skate park of Austin was going. Jack Newkirk and some other cats put together a Jeff Phillips tribute contest, Old Man Jam 2. And it had I have a picture of it. It has a cone. It has Jeff Phillips lyrics, Skate Park Austin, and all that. And basically, that would have been 2003, because it was the same time I started announcing for Texas Roller Girls Women Flat Track Roller Derby. And
I remember that.
Some of the Derby girls were dating. Mike Kelly was dating one. Yep. Kessler was at the time not married yet.
Kessler.
Yeah. And so we were at the contest, and I was announcing, and we were having this. And part of the contest was an Old Man Jam, and part of a contest was putting cones in the bowl. And now at that time, we had a couple of we had one at the deep end that was about a foot out that you had to do airs over. And there's some other crazy stuff, but the contest went down, and everybody loved it. It was great. It was a great contest. and everybody enjoyed it. It was something new and different. And then come fold, small conversations, groups talking about it, and somewhere, I guess it was about 3 years ago, maybe, Hondo was kind of around at that time. Kenny and Joey had been talking about it, and they got a hold of me, and we started talking about it, and then we had the initial kind of, let's see if we can make this happen at Brushy Creek Skate Park, that first one event, or second, I should say, after the Skate Park of Austin event, that was however many years later, trying to figure it out. And when we had that event and the way it went down and the way that people loved it, we all got together that first year. Lou Statman was involved. Corey Thornhill was involved because we were at Kenny and myself. We were all kind of part of that original crew. And I think Eric Kahn had some words about the rules and that sort of thing involved with that. And so we kind of tweaked it a little bit. And I said, you know what? There's really nothing like that. I know there's some big slalom events. And I know that there's some other things around the country, Kona and some other places that have done things that are kind of similar. But to our knowledge, we didn't know of anything that was on a that kind of a level where you're basically combining the slalom around cones timed, which is not a traditional skateboarding feature unless you're in a slalom or some kind of event like that.
Right.
And it's, you know, best time combined with how well you can skate a bowl. And because I was already announcing contests for the Dave Donaldson Old Man Jam and Mike Crum and the Craig Johnson Jam, and then there was this Go Skateboarding Day thing on June 21st or around there at Brushy Creek. And so we're like, wait a minute, I'm already doing these three events. Each one of those locations has a bowl that's pretty darn close enough to make it work. And so we mapped it out. We talked to Big O in Houston, and of course Mike Crum was down in Dallas, and of course Joey in the home park, and you know, everybody that was involved with that. Armstrong, of course, being a part of the Brushy Creek crew, got the okay, and we basically said, hey, we're gonna run this, here's what it is. We posted what it was, how we were gonna do it, showed videos, and then just kind of DIY ran that first one in Houston the day after the Old Man Jam, and it was on. The top 10 people, I think, were less than 13 seconds total apart from within the top 10 people, something like that.
Let me, for those who don't know, you take the cones, eight or 10 cones, and you tape them up, 12 cones. Tape them up on the transitions near foot and a half down from the top. And the object is to circle all those cones without knocking a cone. And you have to grind. I think was it the last one that you got to grind or can't lift your front truck.
We've changed that a little bit. Okay. I'll give you a quick synopsis of it. You can drop in any way you want. As soon as your four wheels touch the bowl, that's when the time starts. You have to get around all of the cones successfully or you're disqualified. You have to get around all of them,
right?
And then get out, and you get out, and like if you get out, it's when your feet land, and you can hit a cone, but that's a deduction or actually an addition in time. And there was a bonus. We may change that up a little bit this year and give some more time within that, but basically the premise is drop in the fastest you can get around the cones and out, and you can keep all four wheels down and pump through it, or you can do tricks, grinds, 50-50s, lip slides, anything that you think you can do over the cones, and that's still okay as long as you make it over every single cone. And that's the basic premise of it. And it's become something that seems like there's a pretty nice group of people in Texas that are already loving it, and then hopefully word is spreading because it kind of combines disciplines, and because we – with the help of Lou Statman, got this recognized and ranked within the slalom world in our own category. So currently, Mike Kelly is number one in the world.
Well, that's awesome. That's insane. Yeah, it's really, it was a fun event because everybody has their own line. Everybody seems to kind of, you know, the guy who goes first, everybody gets to watch him and go, oh, shit, I didn't think about maybe turning there or...
And you have goofy foot and regular.
Yeah, so
different directions. You can't hit the hips the same.
Yeah, and nobody does the same run as the guy before him, or possibly even his run twice. I would imagine it'd probably be easier to get the time where you won if you're doing the same run. But everybody has a different run. Seems like
I got down pretty close. I'd have to look back at the stats, but I mean, there was definitely a few people that were within, you know, tenths of a second. You know, by and far, Mike Kelly was the ruler this year. He didn't lose an event. He didn't lose a placing in first. And it's surprising. It's shocking because he's, you know, 50 now, I guess, and he still rides like he's 12.
Yep.
But it's what I'm excited about is that all of the younger people, Chris Kroll and Gannon, some of these local guys that are all like, damn, I wish I would have hit every event.
Yeah.
And so Nugget in Houston is one of them, too, a little ripper out of Houston that did super well, but they didn't make all three events. And it's a cumulative.
Right. You got to make them all three.
You can win, but the overall series winner is kind of the point. To kind of really the whole premise of it was, let's see if we can make an event that's different, that we can do something with. It's already tied in with these other three bowl events to try to promote both at the same time and
bring
that up a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, throw as many as you can in there. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. All right, now let's have a cheers. Exactly. Let's have a toast here.
All right.
Well, Chip, you're having a drink.
So we are too.
So while you were in the midst of that story that I'm pretty familiar with, I went and got Chase and I a glass of bourbon. So
thank you.
Cheers. Thank you so much. Cheers, Chip. It's a nice spring day.
It is?
It was pretty hot outside.
I mean, shit, it's only 80. Is it 80?
Something like
It's drinking weather. Either way, Chip. Either way.
I didn't have any beer. I forgot to go buy some beer, and I've been outside working on the ramp, and it's been kicking my ass.
There you go.
The goal. I'd love to have a session very, very soon. So you're invited, of course, Chip.
Awesome.
But so I missed a little bit of the last part. But one of the things that I really enjoyed about Bowl of Cones. Last year
was getting roped into being a timekeeper.
Was getting roped into being the timekeeper.
I had a blast. That was fun.
But what was really cool about it is when Chip wasn't there, I'd grab the mic and I love to talk. And fucking what's his name? Gutter Trash Clayton.
Clayton.
He was in his
my painter, by the way.
Yeah, he was in his orange jumpsuit.
With that tiny, tiny board?
With that tiny, tiny board. And while he was going through there, I was like, oh, looks like somebody just got paroled and stole the first skateboard they could find. or escaped from prison or whatever it was. Nah, but Clayton's a good dude, man. I like that dude a lot. So he didn't just get out of prison. I got to say all those disclaimers and whatnot. Nah. But.
No, but he does have a lot of hair. I've claimed him the mini Marvel man.
Yeah, he's hairy.
Hello.
There we go. He was trying to hit the volume.
Volume was down. So obviously, Bowl of Cones is not happening this year, right? Stupid Fest is not happening this year.
The only thing that might happen is if the Rona fails out, and we get everybody gets where we can do things we'd like to be doing. We will have a full-on blowout Go Skateboarding Weekend, which is traditionally a Brushy Creek-supported event weekend anyway. So it kind of keys on that. If they're going to have that, then we will have a one single event. But there's no way at this point to try to remake that with so much going on. You can't count schedules or anything. And,
right.
We have to schedule this a little bit in advance. Mike Crum, for example, in Dallas has a Jeff Phillips tribute and a Craig Johnson Craig Johnson contest and, a variety of those kinds of things there. So we have to work around that. So this year, unfortunately, hopefully we will be able to get something going at Brushy Creek.
Yeah. Maybe incorporate another swap meet. We went to Cat had the swap meet. I don't know who else was involved, but that was a really fun day.
Yeah, it was a fun day.
Had a fun time.
Brushy is a really cool place, man. I mean, everywhere we go is a really cool place. But Brushy is a really cool place here locally because, I mean, everybody in Austin comes out for it, and we have a giant skate community here. And,
those Thursday nights.
Yeah,
it has a special place because that is as close as they thought they could make to the 69 Bowl Skate Park in Austin, which is by far one of the top, whatever you want to say, wooden bowls. And I heard Bob Bergquist was like, man,
if I had unlimited funds, I would rebuild that place.
I'd rebuild the Ninja.
Well, I'd rebuild that too.
They'd be next to each other.
They'd be next to each other.
Ninja over the Chiquita?
Well, dude, I can't skateboard.
Well, but
anymore,
here's the thing, though, man.
I want the Ninja. I want a spine ramp.
Yeah. So, but I mean, if we have a big enough place, you know, it's like
just
it's,
build 100
why
ramps.
Not do it? Why not do it all? I mean,
yeah,
right.
You know, I mean, we can. I mean, we can. And what I would, in all honesty, part of me was thinking that if I ever had the opportunity to rebuild the 6.9, I would make it different. I'd make it 8.12.
Okay.
You know, I just think that would be cool. Straight up cool.
Big old bowl.
A big old 8 foot, like the 8 foot section has 8 foot transitions. When you waterfall down into the 12 foot section, it's 10 foot transitions, just like Kahuna.
It
right?
would be awesome to watch all those young guys skate it because wow. I would be like, woo, right. I don't know.
Now, here's the thing. Would I be willing to skate it? Man, I'd probably stay in the 8 foot section quite a bit. But man, the 6.9 bowl, man, that place was fun, man. I hurt my tailbone there, so I only got to skate it for a little while during that time period. But yeah, and you're right. That's what makes Brushy special because, you know, I think there's an added bit of nostalgia to it.
I appreciate the chiggers. Yeah. I like the chigger effect.
Well, I don't know, man. I don't know if y'all like Chip. You don't come out on Thursday nights, man, much, but, that's like driving to Waco from here. But like, you know, what I do sometimes is I'll go back into the woods right there and I'll do my Yeti, my Bigfoot call,
mm-hmm.
trying to get Bigfoot to come out and skate with us.
He hasn't, but I'm totally
drops in right when the lights go out.
As soon as the lights go out.
Did Animal Chin pop his head out at all?
Nah.
No.
Craig Stesic doesn't look good in that hat. Sorry.
That's funny.
So Chip, man, what's you got another project that you got going on, as far as I know. And something to do with skateboards.
You talking about what are you referring to?
Something cuz I own one and it's got like a monster on the bottom of it.
Right?
So how are you involved with that?
Are you talking about
Super 8?
Yeah, Super 8.
Super 8. Well, Super 8's really, these guys are pretty cool. Chadwick, I met him in Dallas. You know, I'm kind of been the announcer guy off and on, for the lack of a better term, in Texas, unlike Mr. Jimmy Coleman, who's our ESPN official Texas skateboarding and extreme sport announcer.
JC.
Yeah, but and we're good buddies, and but so I got hooked up through those guys. He is very much into the nostalgia and the history. He's also a little bit involved with the Texas History Museum in Dallas, which is nostalgia and history is huge for me. As some people know, I have a kind of a mini museum and my own collection of stuff, and so all that stuff's important. So talking with him, I guess it was one of those things where he's been really cranking out some great shapes, some great logos, some things going on. And he's basically, you know, been able to pass a few things my way so that I can, you know, go out and still skate and post little videos and do that kind of stuff. But other than that, I'm just good buddies and want to support the scene, want to support right. all the Texas companies. I mean, I love Neiman and Cockfight, and I love, you know, all the different things going on.
That guy's a dick.
Yeah, you know, whatever.
He hates everything.
He does hate everything, except Ted Nugent.
Sounds like me. I'm not a fan of
you know, there's
much
a lot of
anything
going on. And so those guys are just cool, and I just kind of hooked up in the sense of, you know, they flow me a couple things. I represent. I post some stuff. I'm an old guy still pushing hard, still putting out videos, still trying to make something happen as best as I can. I guess because I don't want to give it up, really.
Yeah,
that's the whole thing. So other than that, there's not, you know, other than supporting events. And I mean, I guess that's what my contribution is to skateboarding right now, is that I try to be around, I push events, I'm there to support or announce or help get involved, and basically just trying to support the scene, which in Austin, one of the things that is just so crazy good about this place is not only are there scenes we don't even know because there's so many niches,
right.
but it's generally speaking, there's not, you know, it's not warriors and this scene versus that scene and these guys hate this guy. Everybody flows. The old guys skate with the young guys, the girls, the kids, the families, everything. And that's what's pretty cool about it. And anything that obviously I can support that helps keep those things together and all that, or, you know, and I'm certainly not the person that's keeping them together, but I certainly am a big proponent and share of all of that stuff. And that's pretty cool. We got a really good scene here. We really do have a cool scene here in Austin.
Right. There's a story
in
I
Texas
like.
In general.
Yeah, there's a story I like to tell, and that's with Chris Crowell. And Chris rips, man. Yeah. I love skating with Chris. I met Chris at Isaac's or Maggie's Ramp, and you know, and he had, and I, when we just talked a little bit, it was during Isaac's birthday that one year for that little party that we had over there, and then he had come over and skated like my little mini ramp when it was still in its old form. And, you know, he was like, you know, I'm from Dallas and this and that, you know, and he was telling me this, he was telling me just about the scene in general. And I asked him, I said, well, what would you consider the big difference between the Austin scene and the Dallas scene? And he says, dude, I can call 10 people in Dallas to go skate and one will show up. I can call one person in Austin to go skate.
And
10 to 15 will show up. Exactly. Which, man, I think that's very cool. You know, we have a, you know, and Chip is like you said, man, it's a huge scene here. And there are people that I meet and they're like, oh, I heard of you. And I'll be like, oh, well, I heard of you, you know, but we've never skated together or anything like that. So I think that's pretty fantastic, man. And, you know, in fact, I think that's how you and I met. I've known who you were for a long time, but I'd never skated mm-hmm. with you or anything like that. And they're like, that's Chip. And I was like, queso, motherfucker, what's up? You know, yeah. So.
That's funny.
You grew up in Corpus, right?
Yeah, see, I grew up in Corpus.
So I know all those old Corpus guys. And Brent right. Anderson, Poindexter of skateboarding Texas history, and all those old Roger Jones.
Yeah.
And all those guys. And was it Whip and Dip? No. What was the little ditch in Corpus?
Hot lips. Oh, yeah.
And all that stuff. So, but I guess you and I probably either never crossed tracks or we're standing in the same yard watching this.
Probably
the
case.
Going on or set up in skates and all that stuff. So, but comes full circle and we're all still pushing it. You know, we're still part of it in some form or fashion.
Right. I just think that's sure. pretty awesome that, you know, here we are. You're what you said. You were 52. I'm 40. I'll be 40. Yep. I'm 48. I'll be 49 this year.
I'll be 38 in like a month.
You're gonna be fucking old, no matter what you do. No matter what we do, we're old.
In my body, but not 38. Yesterday, I've been in South Austin, Texas for 20 plus years, and I skate with a bunch of old dudes that we still like to skate shit you're not supposed to skate.
Right.
You're not supposed to be here, but we make peace with the neighbors, and we skate ditches and stuff. And I skated a ditch that has obviously been here for a long time, and I've never skated in my life, and I was giddy excited yesterday with my lady going to skate this little ditch with janky little tiny transitions and stuff, but fun, super fun, that I've never skated. And that gives me as much joy as any of the other things going on. And that's kind of still what's exciting.
Right.
I've gotten older. A lot of us, we skate the parks, we skate this, but we still go skate the shit we're not supposed to.
Right.
And then they pull up on us and they look at us and they go, you're a bunch of old dudes.
Bunch of old fucks. Well, you know, it's funny. You know, I've got the old coping from my ramp, and Chase is going to bring over his welding machine. I'm going to put an inner sleeve in it, weld it together, and I'm going to plant it as an edge in my yard. Like as a yard.
Oh, like an edger.
And we're just going to stand out there and I'm going to ride my skateboard in my front yard and just grind the shit out of that thing. And the thing is, man, I think that's the pleasure of getting older, just in general, right? You start to recognize the subtlety in things. You start to recognize how the simplest things are usually the most incredible, right? And
sure,
sitting
sure.
there just grinding a curb or, you know, just, you know, rolling around a parking lot with your friends, man. It's just, it's the coolest thing. And the fact that we're still doing it at our age, which I'm pretty sure that, you know, our generation, I never thought that I'd still be riding a skateboard when I was 48 years old when I was 13. You know,
no, I never thought about that either.
But I didn't think about that, right? I never thought about that. It just kind of, you know, there was a year where it's like, man, I haven't really ridden my skateboard, and I'm like, well, shit, I got to go ride it. And then I rode it, you know, religiously for another year, and then get hurt, and then I'm out for a year, and then I tear my knee up, and I'm out for 5 years, and yeah, life gets in the way, I suppose. But but you know, so there was another thing that you had been talking about. This was probably a year ago. And we really haven't talked about it since then, because I mean, I only see you like, you know, because you live south and I live north, I only see you like every now and then. But one of the last things you and I had talked about that, because I had heard you were trying to work on this project with the city for like, you know, let's go, you know, actually make little bitty transitions in the bottom of the ditches so they're not quite so janky. Are you still doing that? Is that still something on the radar? Is that, or is that in the back burner, or what's going on with that?
It's always on the radar, and it does involve a lot of involvement. I mean, a lot of community involvement, that sort of thing. But and let's give a shout out to my very talkative friend Car Jack, because he knows
Gary Jackson.
Back in the day, when we got the first skate park built over there off of Riverside, whatever Gary the frick, Jackson. I can't remember the name, but yeah, that we all went to the council. We all said our piece, and you know, at that time I was like 40 something. I'm a family. I've got a daughter, and I'm a taxpayer, and I want a skate park, and you know, we all went through those motions and finally got the skate parks and that kind of stuff going. Well, come fold years later, when I'm now skating with a bunch of older, you know, 30s, 40s, 50s guys, and we're skating again ditches and all that kind of stuff, because we love that as much as the parks, and the people aren't there. There's a nostalgia. There's something about skating ditches. There just is.
Mm-hmm. Because we grew up in Houston at Easy 7, and it's you can't replicate that one, but
And then you get somebody who's a brainiac like Carjack, who knows his way around the government and helped us get those things done here in Texas with parks and all that stuff. And it's like, you know, there are funds that are for all of the pools and all of the city structures of that. There are pool, there is a division for the ditches. There's this and that. And so how can we get the city to be like, these places are used for water runoff when there's storms and when they're needed. But when they're not, they are going to be either skated by skaters, or we make them parks. You don't have to spend money. You don't have to have upkeep. You put a driveway, a parking lot, or some trash cans, and you let them deal with it, because we don't want graffiti. We don't want any of that stuff.
Right.
And you take spots in local neighborhood areas, and you turn them into multi-use facilities. And it didn't have to be just skateboarding. You can rollerblade or get your scooter kids on there, or you know, the chicks and bulls kind of quad skaters can come out, whatever you need them for. But there are a multitude of places, including Zombie Ditch, which is somewhere in South Austin, where we were skating there at Stupid Fest, and there's 50 people there. Yeah. And the neighbors come up and they go, we've been trying to make this into a park. Would you like to, you know, assist and make this a park and make this structure something that's ability? We just have to have a way into the city for them to be like, one, liability wise, it's okay, because we're making this a park, or we're making this a place just like a skate park where it's skating your own
skate
risk.
At your own risk.
Two,
yeah.
And two, you're solving a solution that doesn't cost hundreds of thousands of dollars to put skate parks, of which there's really none in South Austin, but use these places that are already perfect for those kind of multi-use activities, and then be able to make it a spot that's available in that area. So that's kind of the premise behind it. And it's obviously takes a lot of work with the city and the parks and that sort of thing. There's a lot of people that are on board with it. It's just not something that's at the top of the docket right now.
I don't know if anything's at the top of the docket.
nothing. I think nothing but not getting fucking sick is at the top of the docket right now.
Exactly.
Oh, that's funny, man.
It's a smarter way of, and you know, El Paso and New Mexico and some other places use that, and it's a matter of just trying to open the eyes, and I guess, you know, somewhere before all of us kind of get into wheelchairs and fade on into wherever we fade on to, maybe some of that stuff will become a case. Because remember, all of us were here in Texas, and there was parks, and then they were gone. And it was backyard DIY, get kicked out of places, downtown, all those things. And then all of a sudden, they passed laws, I think inherent vice, where you can't sue something if you can't sue a city for building something that's inherently dangerous if you choose to participate in that dangerous activity. And then skate parks blew up again. And of course, we're all in our 30s and 40s now, or 50s. You know, so it'd be cool to see in our lifetime that come full circle, and some of these community things be chosen for those sports that are growing above and beyond all the focus that's been on team sports, football, baseball fields that sit empty 90% of the time.
Well, I appreciate all the DIY stuff and the the spots, you know, the natural spots, the ditches and all that shit. But man, it would be nice to have a cool indoor skate park.
Man, it, you know, it would, yeah. And we have something like that, but that is a young legs spot.
Lots of money.
Yeah. Young legs, tight transition spot. I can't handle that. Great. Which? Broke neck.
Oh yeah, no, I can't. Yeah.
Broke neck's a little bit different. Broke neck's, I mean, I skated the mini ramps there and the punk rock shows there, and whoever's owned that place forever. And basically, I think what Broke Neck is as much as you want to call the core "fuck you" punk, we're doing whatever the fuck we want, building a goddamn bowl with our own money and our own place, and we're gonna build it. It's gonna be gnarly, and it's just gonna be sick. And that's a part of some of the community that is our skateboard brethren. And I think it's just something where they're basically still saying F you to everything else. We're building this gnarly place, and they've done it.
It is gnarly. And the name suits it. I'll tell you that. I know of a few injuries that happened over there.
Brett Roper.
Man, I talked to him the other day. He said he's doing really good with
my contractor, by the way.
Yeah.
He wiggles his elbow and tells Will and Clayton things to do. And then, you know, he gets stuff done, though. Those are all good guys. I wouldn't have, to be honest, if I knew that my skateboard buddies and whatever their job is, whatever they do, they're always going to be my first choice. You're supporting your community.
Yeah, yeah, we just finished a big job.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, you know, I mean, I repainted the entirety of my interior of my house. And
who did?
I said I did, but I had help from Chase. You gotta let me fucking get there, bro.
I'm looking at how beautiful it looks.
And then I had a really, really nice couch that I wanted to sell, right? Because it didn't suit my needs. And fucking Chip came through and he bought it from me.
Sweet.
He didn't even fucking haggle with me on the price, man. I'll be real honest, man. When he told me, hey, I'm interested in it, I'm like, well, this is how much it cost. And you said, okay. I was like, fuck, man. I thought you were going to be like, oh, man, what do you say you think? No,
well, you just came at me right up. Stupid. And luckily enough, I even cheap assholes, you know, buddy skaters that wanted $500 is a deal, bud, or
right,
whatever it was.
Right. It's well, that's a nice couch, too, man. Is it still holding up? Is it still doing its thing?
It holds up. The reason I got it, too, is because it fits perfect in the L part of my living room.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the sectionals.
I like sectionals as well. Oh,
see, God damn it, man. Fucking let the fucking teenage boy in the room.
If you open the door, I'm going to walk in. If you open the door, I'm walking in.
So, dude, what's the...
Jason's a watcher.
Yeah, right. what curbs you been... You've been skating some curbs. I saw some footage, an Instagram post from the other day. You're skating a nice red curb, man.
I don't know about that. I don't think it was red. Are you talking about the GIF of the several pictures?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, the time-lapse thing, yeah.
Yeah, my local Westgate... bowling alley is about the biggest hilled parking lot near my neighborhood, and I've just rolled up there a couple of times to make something stupid or roll around and make a video or something, and I just got the idea of doing something goofy. I'm trying to, you know, but always try to do something stupid, and I, you know, that, to be honest, this Rona thing, one of the best things about all of us sitting at home is there's some creative ass shit that's been going on.
People skating inside their homes.
We're skating inside their home or making edits or, you know, the videos, the singing, all that stuff, just all of it as, you know, proven that everybody can be a little more creative than they necessarily need to. And so that's just, I'm just making stupid videos. If you guys know, I make videos all the time about stuff.
I know. And I like them. I think you've got your own little voice in that, man. I think it's really cool.
You know what? They should build ramps in prisons. You know what I mean?
Okay.
That'd be something. Okay. That'd be something, right? I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of dudes in prison that used to skateboard.
Yeah, but then you get somebody who get fucking shivved because they snaked somebody else.
I mean, it'd be interesting, right?
Yeah. I don't know about that, but okay, if that's your thing.
Hey, let me ask you a question about Westgate Lanes.
Yes.
Is Lebowski's Bar and Grill still operating inside?
It is the banner that's on the side. You can probably see it in that little edit I have.
They got $2 Coors bottles, I think they used to when I lived over there. You go up there and
they
have
do a, they do like a 10 o'clock Friday night metal where they turn off all the lights and it's all metal music or something like that.
Yeah, and they have the strobes and spotlights and lasers and shit.
Cool spot.
Yeah, it's a great spot to hang out and bowl for a birthday party. I've had two birthday parties over there.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
There's street rippers. I tell you, there's a couple of little parts over there that you can skate, but the thing is, I've never seen that parking lot empty, which is why I went over there and did that.
Right.
Because it was empty.
Yeah.
But, you know, take advantage. Not close to security cameras. Hi. I'm a
supporter. Hey, again, you're just an old dude trying to fucking be youthful, man, and being youthful and succeeding. And a lot of people, I see a lot of videos of these kids, you know, fighting with security guards. And of course, when I was young in Houston, downtown Houston, of course, you know, we used to do that all the time, run from them.
Right.
And whatnot. And it's like now, you're right. It's a bunch of old guys skating. Nobody really gives a shit.
Right.
Most of the time.
Yeah, and you're going to come over here and you're going to hound on me when you're 13 years younger than I am, and I'm out here still doing shit when you're like, go home and sit on your couch with your hand in your pants.
Yes, that.
Okay, you know, I just didn't describe all cops doing that, but you know.
Yeah, I love that place, man. I kind of miss I miss South Austin a little bit, but not enough to move back over there. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
South Austin's all right. Like I said, there's some good ditches, but there's, you know, good places to skate. The one thing that South Austin does not have, other than, and really it doesn't because it's east side, there is no skate park south of the river.
Right.
Other than you go to Buda.
Yeah.
And there's nothing.
That park, I don't like that park. It doesn't flow for me. But it's cool if it's all you got, obviously.
That's a fun little spot.
It's I mean, it's, you know, it's all right. Ride around, but.
You know, and I mean, House isn't too far north.
No, House isn't too far. It's central, and it's fun, but it's always packed.
Always.
That's one of the reasons I don't go there, man.
Well, people live down there, too.
It's so packed, and like, you know, like every time I go to drop in at the bowl, man, it's fucking some B-Metric comes in on a blind spot, man. And I'm like, dude, if I would have dropped in, I mean, I'm a big dude. You would have been hurt.
Yeah.
And so, sans the last time. Yeah, right. Because the last time I got hurt because I saved that kid's life.
By slamming yourself instead of him.
Yeah. Body check the wall.
Hey, speaking of body checks.
Yeah. Oh. Hey. There you go. So, Chip, what's on the radar, man? What's going on? What you got anything coming up? I mean, you know, let's say COVID releases. I mean, I know Bowl of Cones is always on the mind, but you got anything else? You got anything else brewing?
I mean, you know, I mean, to dig into, you know, not the focus on me because I'm not a whole lot to focus on, but, you know, I'm into the tech.
Oh, whatever. You're plenty to focus on.
I've got a couple of projects going on. I've actually had two people contact me recently. One referred from Wild Bill Pro Design Pads in Houston, and another guy. Both contacted me because they had old footage from Skate Park in Houston, Show Up in Skates, old footage from their Conroe crew and all this stuff, and who is the person that, and they know that I'm kind of into the nostalgia thing, and, you know, one of the things I'm into is the history of Texas skateboarding. I have been lucky to be asked from Alan Gentry and Michael Laird, who put together a project several years ago that kind of went flat for a variety of reasons, is revived back into a YouTube channel.
Yeah, I was going to say, somebody just sent me, I think, was it you that just started following me on Instagram under that page?
Yeah, so they basically just started this, and there's like six episodes, a couple of Jeff Phillips episodes, and it starts from, you know, the waterways and ditches were made, and then surfers started skating ditches, and da-da-da-da, it goes on. And so we're trying to make this thing, and so they've asked me this year to come in and do interviews. So I've done a couple of interviews so far before the COVID came in, and basically it's based on flashcards, and people will say answers, and then we'll cut those answers up for specific episodes, like an episode about Shut Up and Skate, or an episode about Skate Park in Houston, or this, that, or the other. And so that's one of the ways that I'm trying to contribute, is because I've been a mouth, a voice, an announcer, and I know a lot of people from the days that I've come in and I'm comfortable to come and interview. So I'm doing that, loading up content. We'll get back to that soon for the history part of it. I'm trying to generate some stuff with the Texas Skateboard History Museum as far as just pump them up, be involved, and that sort of thing. And, you know, really the only other little thing I've got going on is I may be starting some kind of goofy little YouTube magazine of some sort. I don't even know what you call it, a magazine, but I put a lot of stupid videos and goofy things, and I've got a bunch of people that I know. So I'm going to try to put something together called Lackluster Adventures in Skateboarding.
So like a YouTube review.
Yeah, it's going to be like 20 or 30 minutes, combination of some videos, a couple of interviews of people, and then, you know, I've collect skateboard toys and stuff like that. It'll be, you know, that kind of stuff. So that's just kind of the creative COVID days that are having me find an outlet for something. And since a lot of people are doing content, you guys are doing podcasts and, you know, that sort of thing. So I'm just trying to always do something that is in either the world I'm in, the interest, or that it revolves within Texas.
Right.
Because we all need to document skateboarding. And I think that's pretty important.
Well, I wonder how, I mean, perfect example is me, right? You know, growing up in Corpus Christi, you know, we had Cecil's Ramp. I skated Cecil's Ramp.
I skated Cecil's, yes, sir.
And not a lot of people can say that.
Nope.
Because Cecil was fucking weird. 83, 84, maybe. I think it was that year. But not a lot of people have skated Cecil's Ramp. And Cecil's Ramp was really the first big ramp that I had ever skated, like big. You know, we had a 10-foot tall, 8-foot transition ramp, but
wasn't
Cecil's,
it part of the Texas Backyard Series?
Well, yes, it was, but that was 81, I do believe, 82,
something like that.
I was way too young. I was way too young for it. My mom wouldn't let me go. She's like, no, there's like men over there, and that's a bad part of town.
There's men over there.
It was funny, man. I was like, I'd heard of killing me. Happy Mother's Day. Fuck.
I've heard of that ramp, but I never took it. I never actually skated in Corpus.
Yeah. So Cecil's. I think it had at the time. I think it was a 9.5, maybe a 10-foot transition ramp, and it had a channel in it. It was fucking incredible, man. And Mark Delaney, who owned MD Surf and Skate, he fucking came and picked up me and Rob Meyer and took us over there. Yeah, and he took us over there and fucking knocked on the door and was like, hey, Cecil, you mind if, you know, I watch these guys skate your ramp? I'm thinking about putting them on the team. And fucking we skated, and I was fucking intimidated. I was fucking, man, I think I was 13 or 14 years old. You know, I had no confidence at all other than the ramps that I'd skated and fucking, but Cecil's ramp, you know, again, not a lot of people can say they skated that ramp that skated in Texas. And you know, unless you were a pro skater, I mean, Jeff Phillips would go down there all the time and skate that ramp.
Johnny and all those guys.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it, man. But yeah, so there's a lot of, and there were pictures that were taken that day that are gone. Right. And so there's a lot of history that was documented that nobody can find. And so, you know, one day I'm going to be going through something in my mom's attic and I'm going to be like, holy shit, here's this picture of me. God damn. You know, I mean, and I think that's really cool that you're involved with that, and so if anybody's listening to this, if you have any memorabilia, holler at us and we'll get you in touch with Chip. How's that sound?
Especially Texas stuff.
Texas stuff
photos,
specifically.
A video would be huge. Local stuff or your perspective of, you know, the contest recently, you know, I was lucky. I don't know. I took a camera, a 410 Kodak or some kind of crappy camera that my parents gave me. And for some reason I took pictures. I don't remember why or how, but luckily I did. And somebody was posting something about, one of the Shut Up and Skates on the Kahuna with a red ramp, et cetera. And when all the pros were there from Powell and all that, and I've got a picture of Jeff Kendall doing a rocket invert and Soy doing a rocket air, and Craig Johnson and Jeff Grosso are in the background on the platform in that. And that picture got then posted by two or three other like skateboarding, whatever Facebook sites. And some dude was like, ah, that's a great picture of a rocket air. And you know, at that time I just was the kid,
just the kid.
Photos of that shit.
Right.
And the amount of stuff that people that listen to this are going, oh man, I really need to dig out my box of photos.
Right.
Yes, dig your freaking box of photos and pull the 1, 2, 3, 4 that are good or that show something.
That you can still see. Yeah.
Get them out there. Get them posted. This stuff needs to be documented. And of course, you know, as we all know, you know, Texas has such a rich history, but there's never been a huge movement to get it really. So everybody kind of has to DIY and share that stuff.
You know who has a bunch of footage? I don't know about a bunch, but some surfaced a few years ago of some early, early Easy 7 contests back in the late 80s and probably right around 88, 89, 90. Butch in Houston from 30-foot fall.
Uh-huh.
I believe that he has some footage. I
haven't heard
some,
that in a long time.
Some old some footage, some old video camera footage. So if you're in touch with him, hit him up and ask him and see what he's got, because I know he has some. He used to skate there every fucking day like we all did.
Yep, that's so correct.
Yeah, man, there's a, I found a bunch of old pictures recently, and there's only probably 10 of me skating in the 80s, me and Alan and a couple other people, but it's crazy to think that there's so much shit going on back then, and had we had cameras right on our phones back then, I mean, everything would be preserved, but we're having to
like now, right,
dig through videotape and old Polaroid.
Bad tracking.
I have two Polaroid photos of me and my buddy Taylor at one of the Shut Up and Skates in 85 or 86, and one picture is Hosoi in the middle of the two of us, and then one picture is me and Tony Hawk, and they're Polaroids, so they're, you can, no, you, if anybody wasn't a skateboarder looked at them, they'd go, who are those people, because you can't see the faces anymore. It's just, it sucks, but
yeah,
at least I know what's on the photos.
There's a,
yes, sir.
Somebody, there was a contest at a ramp in Corpus, and I don't know, let's say 86. 80, it had to be 87 because I was driving at the time. And so there's this ramp. It's called the Mohawk Street Ramp because, of course, you know, it was on a, in a bad neighborhood. but this ramp was, it had an 8-foot transition. It was 9 feet tall, had a little foot of vert on it on one side. And then the other side had no platform, and it went up to about fucking 13 feet. And you would drop in and go do a big backside or a frontside turn and grind plywood, and you'd pump your ass off coming down that wall and go up the next wall and just do a big giant air. It was basically, you know, a fucking quarter pipe with a one trick wall. And somebody had snapped a photo of me. This was when I was learning how to do tweak airs. This was right before I learned method airs and judo airs, but somebody had a photo of me, and my buddy Mike Carney gave it to me. And I don't know where it is, and I've been looking for it for years. But it's of me. I'm probably about 5.5 feet out, and I'm just tweaked out. Like I ride regular, so my front foot is kind of like going towards my back. My back foot is going towards the front, just totally tweaked out, cross-boned like a son of a bitch on a backside air. And I remember Mike handing it to me, and he going, "Dude, I never knew you could skate that good." and I don't know where that photo is, man. It's just, but again, there's so much history that's been lost over time. And I wish I could get some of my own personal history back, but you know what? I've got however, and until however long I can keep skating, you know, I'll do that. Now I can't do a 5-foot, 6-foot backside air anymore, but why would I even try at this point in my life?
I'd be proud of you if you did.
You know what? There's never a night that we go to Brushy, right? There's never a night that I don't drop in and think to myself,
I'm gonna blast one out,
man. And as soon as I get to that wall, my fucking
I'm turning.
My sphincter goes, nope. You just better carve that shit.
You know what's gonna happen though? We're all gonna drop in. We're gonna hit the waterfall. We're gonna pump up the wall. We're gonna grab the air. We're gonna tweak it, and then we're gonna start running.
As soon as we get to the top, right? Yeah, that midair run, like, oh shit, why am I here? Yeah, no.
You call that the Jake Brown.
Yeah, I just haven't done it. I mean, I haven't done that. I haven't done a backside air, I think, since 2000 and, I don't know, since like 97.
Damn.
There you go, young folks, get your calendars out.
Yeah, figure that shit out, man.
I don't know what else.
Well, is there anything else? Right. Chip, man, so here's how we usually, I mean, we've had a good time, dude. We love talking to you, man. But the way we always do this is, we leave the last 5 minutes for you, man. Is there anything that you want to say? You want to talk about just your passion for skateboarding? Do you want to talk about, you know, your passion for the art of skateboarding, for just whatever it might be, man?
Plugs or honorable mentions.
You want to plug, however you want to go out.
we've talked about a couple of things. There's a couple of different things that I see. I think, you know, I'll cross over a couple of things. We talked about the nostalgia. We talked about documenting skateboarding and trying to bring some of that nostalgia, but really before a lot of us go away and try to get that stuff out. I think that there's a lot of really cool things saying. I think seeing the young kids just absolutely destroyed. And we're not talking about like the Rainy Bears young kids. We're talking about the younger kids that are just destroying it with a combination of styles. We're seeing young women rip.
Yeah, man. I think that's cool, by the way.
We're seeing all that. You know, I'll bring this back, and I've always said this, a little bit of my involvement in roller derby, and that is our four wheels came from their eight wheels. And that's true. Skateboards came from breaking down roller skates. And to see, when I was in the early 2000s, to see the derby people have this community that was kind of like skateboarding, and now to see where the chicks and bulls have turned into, you know, whether it's quad skates or it's young women skating, right, or it's the variety of people, and seeing those cultures intermixed with what we have is just enriching everything. Yeah. And I think that's a really cool thing that's going on that nobody really talks about in skating. But I'll tell you what, when the quad skaters, the derby ladies go out or whatever, everybody loves it. And I think something that should be embraced. And I think it's something we never had when we were young. And that's really cool.
Right.
And so I think we're living in this age that includes Austin, where it is just amazing, where you can go skate a bamboo ramp with a husband and a wife and a little kid and a family in a backyard and whatever, or you can go skate with the gnarly kids or fucking Bryce or people building DIY stuff at the ditches
or slalom,
whatever combination want. And it's just, it's such a great combination of things with no real nasty vibes.
Right.
I think that's what it is. It's just the times we're in and how we come out of this damn Rona shit. And, you know, what we do with it. But I think that it's, you know, the continuance of us embracing, you know, we see skateboarding Olympics. We see skateboarding with quadriplegics and people overcoming in wheelchairs. And, you know, we see all that combination of stuff. And it all, honestly, not to be cocky for us, but it derived from what we were doing when we were young. And we never knew it was going to get to this. And it's so amazing to see that on all levels. Derby mate, quads, and all that stuff may not be skateboarding, but you know what?
No, but it's still you're on wheels.
You're rolling.
You're rolling. And there's nothing like that, man. I mean, you're rolling, and at some point, you're floating. At some point, you're weightless, and there's nothing like that in the world. And, man, and I'd just like to add a little bit to what you're talking about, because one of the things that I find, especially for me, that it really speaks to me from a perspective of being an older man, you know, we get to skate to this day with younger people, right? We'll go out skate sometimes, man. And like, you know, Bryce is a young kid, Harley Till, Jeremy Clark Fox. They're all in their mid twenties. Right.
Right.
But then we end up some days we're skating with like an 18-year-old or like a 12-year-old kid.
Charles.
Right. Yeah. And they're like, dude, you still ride a skateboard? And I think that they see the longevity in it. I can't tell you how many times that I've had a younger skater say, man, dude, I hope I can still skate as good as you do when I'm your age. And me personally, I fucking suck. I mean, I've got like four tricks I can fucking do. You know what I mean? I can carve like a motherfucker, but I got like four tricks I can fucking do. But at the same time, to hear that, that's what keeps me skateboarding. I mean, and I'm going to do this until my body says too bad.
It's getting close for me.
Well, but here's the thing. You've got some things that you can't control, right? You got some things that are out of your control. Yeah. However, doesn't mean that in your mind you're not there.
Oh, I'm there, know? Man.
I mean, on a rainy day, I don't care. It can be sunny for 5 days in a row, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to go skate today. I got fucking work to do or whatever. But the day it rains, what happens? Fuck.
Right? Can't skate.
God damn it. You're fucking mad. So, you know, but yeah, like you said, dude, I mean, you know, it's all walks of life. It's all ages. And it's just cool. And I think that Austin specifically is so diverse, you know, and there's a joke in there somewhere, I'm sure. Austin is so diverse that, you know, it just comes down to, man, if you're on a fucking skateboard, let's skate. You know, I mean, sometimes I just want to skate and I don't want to talk. And sometimes I want to skate and I want to talk, you know, but we have all of that here. And that's what makes Austin a very special place. I mean, a very special place. So my two cents. Yep. Thanks, Chip, for letting me to jump in on your moment of articulation.
It ain't about me. It's about all of us, brother. It ain't about me. We all mold this conjecture of the skateboarding world. That really wasn't a great sentence.
Yeah, it started off pretty well.
No, we all part of it, man. You don't have to interrupt. It ain't about that. That's why. You know, and I see, you know, you see the stuff online about, you know, and when our some of our heroes pass away, Grosso and people that have gone recently, Jake last year, et cetera. And those guys, you just see the camaraderie no matter what. We as Texans may or may not get along with some of the Cali dudes, different attitudes or whatever the case is. But in general, when stuff is bad, we all are there together. And when you know, you get on the Instagrams and stuff and Tony Hawk and he's having his ramp sessions with DJs and all these other little events that are going on, we're all tied into that one way or another. And that's kind of what's special. You know, a lot of people still look at us as skaters, skate punks, whatever. But when we're in this world and we hear these mentions and we see these different things go on where people are like tied in emotionally, passionately, mentally, no matter where you're from, it does mean that we have something special that 8 out of 10 people just don't get because they just don't get it. They're not part of it.
It's an experience they just haven't had.
It's deep, man.
Yep.
Ooh.
Love to skate, skater hate.
Yeah. Yeah. Episode 16. Philosophy.
Skate philosophy.
Right on. Well, we appreciate you answering.
All right. You guys somehow gave me more time than I was expecting, and I appreciate that I can try to fill that up.
So,
however it is.
So here's the deal, man. So, you know, there's so many people that we want to interview, right? And it always comes down to like, oh, so-and-so is available on this day. And it's like, okay, we got to interview this person. Let's do this and let's get this person done. And no matter what we do, we always say, man, we're going to do 30 minutes. It never fucking works out because ultimately this is a conversation about skateboarding. I almost said a conversation.
What doesn't really have an end to it?
But hey, there's no coined term.
I know, right? Let's have a conversation.
That's like.
But the point is, man, is that, you know, we're all subject to this life sentence that is fucking skateboarding. I mean, on the day that I can't literally ride a skateboard anymore, I'm going to be doing something. I'm still going to have a hand in something skateboard related, whether I take a larger role in my skateboard building and actually try to make something out of voluptuous skateboards, which right now it's boards for me and my friends. That's it.
Right.
You know, I'm not trying to do anything else and I'm just having fun with it. And I like working with my hands and all that and all other shit. But, you know, but the point is, you know, man, it's a community. You know, when we all get together, we all have a really fucking good time, period. And that is, and to me, that's what skateboarding's all about.
Skateboarding,
because that's fun.
Skateboarding or not, we have a good time.
We have a good time. But skateboarding is in the background constantly.
Well, yeah, we gather at shows. We hang out at concerts together in big groups. And, yeah, it's about who we are. We all recognize that in each other, and it's easy to hang out. It's easy to get along. Now we have our intertribal beefs here and there, but they're usually not a big deal.
Yeah. Right. Most of the guys that, and I think this conversation came up, and I think even you and I talked about this recently, Chase, but I've got guys in Houston, guys in Dallas, and people that we don't agree politically we don't agree on some of these things or whatever.
Yep.
I've even gotten into some, you know, slight differences of opinion because we fall down the wormhole of some post about some political, some this, that, or the other. And you know what? You get a message into message, and you go, hey, man, you know what? I'm sorry. Forget all that stuff. It doesn't matter. We're brothers for skateboarding.
Right.
That's right.
Agree to disagree on the other shit.
And we have to remember that right now, everybody's emotions are in a different place. We're all frustrated a bit. We're, you know, and all that matters is that someday, hopefully soon, we'll be able to resume all of our sessions and our hangouts, and then everything will be fucking fine. But
right,
just got to make sure we stay emotionally sane at the moment, and keep
because
our
here's the thing,
faculties
man.
About us.
We may not agree politically, religiously, philosophically, but the one thing that we all agree on is that skateboarding is the reason. So
wow,
and because we're in Texas,
even more so,
Texas is the reason. Texas skateboarding. Thank you, skateboarding. Thank you, Texas skateboarding. Texas skateboarding.
Thank you, Chip Queso.
Thank you, Chip Queso. Is it this
one? Thank you, Jason Hondo. Appreciate that.
Hey, like that? That's pretty good.
Hey, man, we're gonna have you. We're gonna have you back on because what we're gonna start doing. So we're ending. We're close to the end of our list of interviewees. And so what we're going to start doing is we're going to start re-interviewing everybody and see how they're doing, see where they're at, see what's going on. So we'll have you back on the show. We'll have you back on the show soon. I can't say that five times fast.
A ton of shit we can talk about.
Man, there's so much crap that we could talk about. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it goes on forever. I slit the sheet I slit, and on the slitted sheet I sit.
I've never felt comfortable enough in front of anybody to say that before.
All right, Holmes.
Fucking movie quote bullshit.
Right. Oh, let's go ahead real quick while we got Chip on the line, and we'll just go ahead and throw out that cockfight discount code. It's good for 25% off.
Is it 25?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Because he sent us that text message. I thought he said 20%.
Well, it went back and forth a couple of times. I think we got it all figured out.
Are you fucking
25.
Sure? Because he's going to send us a text, and he's going to be a dorks.
If I say
the fuck's wrong with you?
If I say it's 40, then he's going to change it to 40. That's the deal. So
it ain't going to be 40, bro.
No,
it ain't
going to be 40. It's 25 right now. It's currently 25% on Cockfight products. And that code is all caps, dropping in TX, DROPPININTX, all caps. Enter that code on the Cockfight website, and you'll receive a 25% discount on products.
Yeah, man. And you know what? Mike Neiman is an awesome fucking human being.
Love him.
And he has
a
quality product. Fucking, if you need a skateboard,
Let's give props to where Cockfight is due, and that is Mike Money is doing exactly what he wants, in the sense of he's making boards for people. He's not making money, and he's doing it for the love of skateboarding. But I'll tell you what, goddamn Mike Neiman and all the people who represent around the Cockfight, they do what most of us don't have the balls to do, and that is they go and they skate every pool,
every fucking pool.
They find a way, and they are core, and they are dedicated to what the core of what skateboarding is, which is finding a way to skate the shit we're not supposed to skate and making it happen, and then respecting it and moving on to the next place. And they're about as solid of a crew of people, however you want to put that, Neiman and everybody who's involved with that, as you can get. And I give
Kevin
props.
Kevin Lane.
Yeah.
And shout out to Kevin as well. Yeah, they're just real skateboarders, man. Neiman's always been a real skateboarder. He's always been the same. He's been just a consistent shredding maniac. You know, he doesn't. I love watching him skate because I used to watch him skate so much in high school. He skated all the time. Shred that fucking ditch, kills pools. He just goes for it, man. So I always give it up to him for that because he goes way harder than I can.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Well, all right.
Chip, man, thank you.
Thanks, brother.
It's been a great, great time talking with you, brother.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me on.
We should,
in Texas.
Yeah, man, we should probably, when all this fucking COVID fucking shit ends, man, is like, you know, have a big session somewhere. What I'm hoping is, so my ramp will probably be done in within the month. So what I'm hoping is I'm going to have a fucking COVID session or a COVID release,
a barbecue
session,
like a COVID queue,
man. We'll fucking fire up the grill and we'll throw on a bunch of V&V sausage and some fucking ribs and some fucking brisket and just fucking say, hey man, this is going to start. I'm going to start at like 2 o'clock, right? This will start at 2 o'clock and we're going to go till it's fucking dark, until we can't see anymore. And we're just going to fucking skate, drink beer, eat good food, have good friends over, and talk fucking skateboarding. And we might even fucking podcast that shit.
Well, of course we will. We'll conversate all day.
We'll conversate all fucking day.
Perfect. All right, Chip.
All right, Chip, man.
Talk
we'll
to
talk
later,
to you
man.
Soon, brother. Say that again. You're cutting out.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, all right, sir.
Man. Take care, brother.
Be good.
All right.
No, he said all right.
I think he was going to say all right. I was like, oh,
see, that's why I have my volume and my headphones turned way the fuck up, because sometimes I can't hear shit.
Huh?
Old man. Anyhow, hey, man, that was awesome, man. You know, Chip is always fun to talk to.
Yeah, he's fun to eat Mexican food with, too.
Because he orders lots of queso.
Man, I remember when he was doing the TXRD flat track stuff, one of my bands played at one of the first, match. Is it a match? Roller derby? Match?
Match.
That was a good time. So this rockabilly band called the Dirt Track Brawlers played the first intermission. It was awesome. And Chip's a great announcer, man, with the roller derbies. The podcast I did before had a couple we had April Ritzenthaler and one of her friends on. And it was a really cool thing. I guess they're still doing it. It's just not as huge as it was when it started here, but it'd be pretty fun to go back and relive some roller derby. Those chicks are gnarly.
Man, those chicks are badass,
they're
man.
Awesome.
You know what we should do? We should have a crossover episode.
Yeah.
We should have a crossover episode where we introduce some quad skaters. To where we introduce some quad skaters and also introduce the world of roller derby, man. Because, you know, man, it's the same dynamic. You know?
Yeah.
It's full on, full speed. Fear has to go out the window at some point, right? Because, mm-hmm. you know, you're gonna land on your ass. Because I've landed on my ass plenty of times. But you know what I like about those broads, man, is that they wear padded shorts like I do.
Hey.
There we go.
Well, they need them, dude, because they beat each other up on
the
track.
They beat the shit out of them.
We're just trying to not fall, but they're beating the crap out of
each
other.
Well, you know what we should do? We should go talk to Medusa Skates and see if they have anybody that they want to
I already did.
Oh, did you already talk to Medusa Skates?
Yeah, I took my daughter by there and got her some socks, and we looked at roller skates and stuff and pads, and I talked to the two girls that were working there and told them.
Well, we need to talk to the owner because I talked to the owner a couple of times. I gave her a couple of passes last time I was there, but we need to talk to the owner about that because that's the only shop in town for roller derby, we should
add them to the honorable mention part of this.
Absolutely,
and make sure
absolutely because you know as a you know those wrist guards I got you for your birthday.
Yes, that's where they came
that
from.
That you weren't wearing when you broke your wrist.
Never wore wrist guards my whole life.
Well,
now
that's where I bought
them. Don't wear them.
Thank you, Medusa Skates, for selling me wrist guards that Chase didn't wear when he broke his wrist.
No, I didn't have them at that time.
Oh, was it after the fact?
Yeah, it was after.
Oh,
you,
shit.
You bought them
make
after.
The story better. Make the story better. Make the story better. Lie.
I bought the wrist guard. You bought, you. I broke my arm April 17th of 19 last year, right? And then my birthday is in June, and you got me the wrist guards. The PDs, the Wild Bill Pro Design, Inc., which are the best shit ever. But yeah, Medusa Skates. It's a it's on Mopac. It's on North Mopac, in between 183 and Steck, and I believe it's next door to the High Ridge Market.
It is right next door to the High Ridge Market.
And it's a really cool.
It's a really cool shop, man. I mean, it's really cool. I've never owned a pair of roller skates, but if I was going to buy a pair of roller skates, I'd buy them there.
We should start roller skating. And hope we could go to the roller rink, skate.
I was such a badass.
We could do the
roller skates.
We could do the races where you push each other around.
Absolutely,
you know? We could skate backwards.
It's called a jammer. I could skate backwards.
The jammer.
I could skate backwards.
The jammer race. Yeah. I used to play hockey.
I don't know
so
if I still
I can.
I remember how I learned is like just do a figure eight. Just do a figure eight.
Hey, if there's any roller skate companies out there that want to send us a couple pairs of skates to do a product review,
I don't think they make a size 13, bro.
Dude, I'm gonna start. Yeah, they do. Of course they do.
Think they do
everything. They make everything. Right. I want to start roller skating on the mini ramp.
Oh my god, dude! If you start doing that, I'm gonna make fun of you.
I think it'd be fun.
I'm gonna make fun of you. Not that I think that roller skating is bad, but I'm going to make fun of you because
you're
a
skateboarder.
Well, you
always do anyway.
Well, you know why.
Because you love me. Every chance you get. Every chance
love
you get.
Well, and you do the same thing to me,
you
son of a bitch.
Damn right, you jerk.
Oh, my God. Hey, man, so I've been outside all day for the past two days working on my ramp.
I got a nice farmer tan.
I drank a little too much bourbon. I wouldn't say a little. What? I could have at least another three glasses. But
yeah, let's do that.
I'm pretty sure you can hear it in my voice. But at the same time, I'm a little dehydrated, so I'm getting a cramp in my big toe.
You got a cat or something? Because I feel something licking me, cuz.
It's not my cat, Vato. It's a dog, man. It's a dog. So, hey, it's a dog. God
damn
it.
Do you know what kind of dog I have? Perhaps you were picturing Toto from The Wizard of Oz.
No, but I got a one-eyed, I got a one-eyed cat. It's got an urgent to go peeping in a seafood store. I know that movie, motherfucker. You can't get that shit past me.
What do you faggots want?
Hey, man.
Smack right in the face.
That movie is hardcore, dude, bro.
The car wreck scene.
Oh, with Sherilyn Finn. Oh, dude. Yeah, she's freaking out.
Did we have a discussion?
Where's my brush? My mom.
Because I thought it was Courtney Cox, but you're like, no,
it's Sherilyn Finn. And there's a reason why I know it's Sherilyn Finn, because I've had a crush on Sherilyn Finn,
dude,
since I was a child.
Thrashing?
Yes.
Come on.
I know.
Okay.
I know. Yeah. And she's still gorgeous to this day.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Her and Gene Triplehorn.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Gene Triplehorn. I think Gene Triplehorn's more attractive now than she was in Fatal Attraction, Instinct. No, Basic Instinct or the Sharon Stone Cooter movie. I can't remember the name of that movie. Was it Fatal?
Basic Instinct. Okay. Yeah, dude. Yeah. Fatal Attraction was Glenn Close and Michael Douglas. And that movie was... Well, crazy, because she boiled the rabbit.
Was Michael Douglas too? Well, did she boil the rabbit because it came back? That was Michael Douglas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And what's her face?
Gene Triplehorn and Sharon Stone.
Yeah. Gene Triplehorn.
I know. I've met Gene Triplehorn.
Really?
She's a really good friend of mine. You might know him. He's a drummer.
Alan.
Jason Ferguson. He used to play in Baby Robots. No, not Baby Robots. What band did he play in? Jason Ferguson, great drummer. He's Gene Triplehorn's brother. I met Gene. Gene is an awesome human being. Yeah, she's gorgeous, man. She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, somehow this turned into a shout-out about Gene Triplehorn. And
another honorable mention.
Another honorable
mention. Well, I used to be totally in love with... Rosanna
Jonathan
Arquette,
Winter
Patricia Arquette Jonathan Winter, yes.
Jonathan Winters.
And yeah, and
he's got that hot eye.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to be totally in love with Terry Garr.
Cujo.
Terry Garr.
No, that wasn't Terry Garr.
Cujo. No, you need to
think.
That
was D. Williams.
Yeah, you need to think Terry Garr.
Mr. Mom.
Young Frankenstein or Mr. Mom.
Young Frankenstein. Right.
Yeah. Right. Terry Garr, beautiful woman.
Yes, she was.
Hi, Terry.
Yeah, it wasn't her in Cujo. She was in, Terry Garr was in Firstborn.
Yeah.
Which is Peter Weller, which is.
Right.
RoboCop. Yeah. I love that dude.
Yep. And Nancy Allen is in RoboCop. And Nancy Allen is one of the most beautiful women.
That was Karen Allen. So
another beautiful woman.
Yeah. Nancy Allen.
And that was Jeff Bridges.
Nancy Allen wasn't she in Carrie as well? Was she one of the ones in Carrie, or was that Amy Irving?
I think it was Amy Irving.
Yeah, okay.
No, Nancy Allen was also in this badass.
It was a bunch of 80s shit.
Yeah, it was a bunch of 80s stuff, but she was also in this movie called Looker.
Yes.
That was fantastic with Albert Finney. It was a fantastic
movie. It was
futuristic
and
like
shit.
Some weird gun they would shoot you with, and it would stun you, and then they could do whatever they wanted to you.
Yeah.
Now you got to go to the internet to find that shit.
So this is the funny thing, is that was that the one where he ends up in the bathtub at the end of the movie? Or was that Looker? They were like models, and they were shooting them with the weird thing.
Yeah,
I'm thinking of a movie called Loophole.
No, that's not the movie I'm thinking of.
No, it's not Looker.
That sounds like something rich people do with the law.
Loophole. I gotta get it too.
That was a good one, wasn't it?
That was really good.
Oh shit! I'm sorry.
Really good. No.
Good.
That was good. It's true.
Give me a couple of glasses of bourbon. I loosen up a little bit. I'm not so fucking uptight.
Well, I had this conversation with Chip yesterday when I was trying to set this up for today, and
Not only is he a host, he's also a booker.
A booker.
Yeah, you book people.
I book people. Yeah, well, we got to do what we can. We're not, we're not getting paid for this. This is just how bad we want to do it.
Well, because I booked Doug and Brian.
Right.
And
yeah.
You booked Chip.
Yeah, man. We just do what we do. But I want to say to everybody, because I'm starting to fucking go crazy, and I know you're getting irritable and shit, and we're all getting irritable.
And I almost lost my shit last week. Fucking Chase talked me off the ledge last week, along with a very good friend of mine. Thank you, Jen.
Yeah,
talked me off the ledge.
And Lila Sparkles as well was a hand in that. I mean, it's getting irritating, man.
So like when I talked to you last weekend, I was about to lose my shit after I got off the phone with you. Jen and I talked, and fucking, man, she's Chica Durr all the way, and
totally helped
me out, and sure. you know, and then it's just gotten to the point to where I feel like I'm a fucking prisoner.
Well, we are
in my own goddamn home.
We are, and as much as you and I believe that we think freely and we think sensibly and we think, you know, we try to stay as in the middle of the crazy shit. Right? I don't want to go too far right, too far left. I enjoy listening to all of it because I like to squeeze out what I feel
is
the
somewhere
truth,
in the middle is the
somewhere
truth.
Is the truth. So,
but
right?
Here's the thing: am I smart enough? See, I don't know enough about immunology. I don't know enough about
virology.
I don't know enough about it to be able to say, well, this is the truth or this is
or
not
really
the truth.
Even politics in general, right. As far as how deep it goes in our country. You know, I mean, politics is pretty deep. It's a big deal, and I find myself getting frustrated. Also, I laugh at these stupid videos. Some of the videos are dumb. You know, there's Second Amendment stuff. There's full-on take your guns away stuff. There's just so much shit going on right now. And I am doing the best I can to keep it out of my head and just focus on soon. We're all going to be able to get back to normal. I'm going back to work next week.
I wish I could go back to work.
I'm going to go back to work, and I have to.
I could go back to work. I mean, I had no idea that going to work was such a social experience for me.
See, this is an experiment on so many different levels.
Ridiculous.
And it depends on how we look at it for ourselves as to how we're going to come out of it. You know what I mean? Like, I was pretty fucking depressed about 3 weeks ago. I was feeling shitty. Wasn't eating, lost a few pounds, also dealing with the medical stuff. I'm past all that, other than the antibiotic stomach issue. But I think that's on the mend. We just have to stay right, man. We just have to keep our eye on the prize and realize that struggle is going to come in all shapes and size. See, that's a song lyric, but it rhymed. But whatever, we got to stay right. Everybody stay right. If you need someone to talk to, if you're lonely, fucking call someone. Because chances are they want to talk too. That's what I figured out, you know? Thanks for calling today, man. It was good to actually talk
to
you.
Well, there are days, like, anybody. I'll send you a text, and I'll get a text back from you, and it might be like, this, like two words, right? And I'm pretty intuitive. I'm pretty empathic, and so I know that when you send me a text, it's not your usual tone.
Right.
And so when I get a text from you that's not your usual tone, what do? I fucking
call me.
I call you immediately.
How you doing? What's going on? I'm like, got diarrhea again, or whatever the case may be.
Whatever
my stomach hurts. I'm anxious. I don't feel good.
Well, and I'm like, man, those enchiladas were good, weren't they?
They were. But it makes it so much better when you're able to actually connect with someone. Whether it's on the phone, on Zoom, on the computer, FaceTime, whatever.
However you connect.
However it doesn't matter.
Connect. Yeah, man. Reach out to somebody. Man, if you're going COVID crazy,
fucking email us. Tell us about it. We'll call you on the podcast.
Yeah, man. We'll talk to you.
This podcast does not have to be 100% about skateboarding every single time.
Right.
It's got to be about everything that comes from it.
Skateboarding is the underlying theme.
Absolutely,
right?
Man. That's why we started it.
That's right.
It's primarily most of our friends are skateboarders,
right.
and musicians. Right?
And yeah, right. But here's the thing: most of those musicians, most of those tattoo artists, because like you know Ben over at Royal Tiger, you know he was like, man, I used to skate all the time and this and that, and fucking he's like, man, dude, can you get me a board? I'm like,
did you get him a board? You did,
skateboard.
Right? You took him a board.
No, I haven't taken a board. I'm going to take him a board on my next tattoo. So have I told you what I'm going to do on my next one?
My entire right arm, it's all fucking right now, it's pretty right because it's been on the sun all goddamn day.
It's
farmer tan.
But my entire right arm, I'm going to do in a like a hexagonal pattern all the way down to my wrist and in
geometry,
and then in each one of those. Is going to be a different
a Simpsons
scene
character.
About something. No, I was thinking about doing some of those.
I was kidding.
I want to do like some alternative, like Boy Scout patches, like you know,
right?
You know, but do it inside of the octagon, right? Like you know, there might be a Boy Scout patch out there in an alternative reality that might be like you know, you got to learn how to riot, you know, or you got to learn how to resist.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
I think that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, man. That would be good. A smorgasbord of...
A smorgasbord of craziness.
Fake...
Of
achievements.
Alternative
achievement ideas.
Alternative achievements.
Alternative achievements.
AA.
Yeah. I got this one from surfing, and this one
from typing. I love that movie. I could tell you an entire story about how I saw that movie. Dude. I saw that movie privately.
Privately.
I had a friend who worked at a
theater.
Who worked at a theater.
Yeah, we did too.
And he called me up one night and he goes, "Hey dude, you gotta come watch this movie." It was Cine 4. He's like, "You gotta come watch this movie, man." And I was like, "What are you talking about?
I'm gonna get you, sucker."
Yeah, and so he goes, because back then they would have to get the film and they'd put it together, and while they put it together, they'd watch it. And so he's like, "Dude, you gotta come watch this movie." So I showed up at like midnight. We stayed there till like 2 a.m. watching that movie. And we would stop it and laugh our asses off. And
you have to watch it more than once.
The little people in the cowboy hats, dude. Oh, my fucking
God.
Dude,
when he takes that chick home and she starts pulling off her leg and her arm and a leg. And she's like all into it. And he's like, no way.
Yeah.
It's low ball humor. Super slapsticky.
Yeah.
Low ball humor.
Yeah. So, man, are we going to wrap this up or what, dude?
Yeah, let's wrap it up, dude.
Where are we at? Are we like an hour 20?
Hour and 35.
Hour 35, okay. I was only
so it'll take us another 20 minutes to wrap it up. But that's all right.
Because our MO is 2 hours, right?
So. We don't want to go over 2 hours. I think, and you know, as much as we request you guys, anybody who's listening, is there a cricket thing on here? That ain't it.
Yeah, I think it's...
it's green?
It's a turquoise one, is it not?
No, that's that one.
There it is.
It's purple. So, I know that we have at least probably 40 listeners, right? I hope we have more. I hope we get more.
I think we have more than 40 listeners.
You think so?
Yeah, I mean...
Because I only hear from about 5 or 10.
Yeah, but see, the thing is... You only hear from 10% of the people who are listening.
That's true. There's always that math involved. And when we stop doing it, I get a bunch of texts.
And you're not very good at math.
No, I'm not.
I'm just saying. I don't know. I was just throwing an insult at you.
Is that why I suck at drums?
No. You're really good at division.
I'm good at subdividing and doing everything in twos, threes, fours, maybe sixes and twelves.
How are you at like odd time signatures, like 7/4?
Odd time signatures. Well, I don't fuck around. My buddy Brian, Christopher Mendez, and you know,
I know
Brian.
Oh, I know who he is.
His wife is your massage therapist, and they're beautiful people. I love that guy. I love Megan as well. That dude has some hilarious
Megan,
shit.
By the way, I'm going to say this.
Let me finish. Ahead. You've got to go on Facebook or Instagram and look up Brian Christopher Mendez. He does some drum reviews. He's getting some sponsorships. He's a working drummer. He's a fantastic musician.
Yeah, he is.
And he does some hilarious fucking Facebook videos.
He does. Did you see that one? It was like 3 weeks ago. He's learning to play the guitar, and fucking him and Megan are fucking talking about wine and beer.
I didn't see that one.
It's fucking great.
But he does. My point was is that he does a little video, an instructional video on how to play in 13, and it's a must see. For anybody. So go check out Brian Christopher Mendez on Facebook. That's where his videos are, his reviews and stuff. So
and I'll reach out to Megan and let her know that I'll tag him when we post
for
this.
Sure. Yeah. I'll let him know to go listen to this. Yeah, I think he listens. He used to listen to my other podcast and he's just a great dude, and she's awesome, and they're a good couple and good people. So shout out to them. Hope they're doing well. Other than that, man, stay healthy, people. Immune system. I'm taking zinc. I've got a vitamin D spray that I use. Right. I've got my multivitamin. I'm also doing extra vitamin C. So keep that immune system up right now, because you don't want to go to the hospital for something non-COVID related.
And man, there's all types of health that you need to be concerned with, right? So mental health, seriously, especially in these times. You can have somebody you can talk to. I'm lucky. I have quite a few people I can talk to. Mm-hmm. Chase, thank you.
Jen, thank you, man.
Thank you.
Yes,
absolutely.
Thanks to everybody who listens.
Everybody who listens and
gives a shit.
And who cares.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about.
I don't have time for people who don't care
right
about anything.
Right. Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
I know exactly what
you mean. I care about a lot of shit. Sometimes I care about too many things.
If you don't know how to care, I don't necessarily know if you and I could be friends.
No, so, I don't want to be friends with anyone who doesn't care. Right.
But man, take care of yourselves. It's vitally important, man. I've been focused on all kinds of different health now that I've been working from home and cooking my own meals. And
dude, you've been working in the yard like a mofo.
Yeah, I've been working a lot. Since this started, I am 14 pounds lighter.
Sweet.
Right. 14 pounds. And that's because I've been cooking my own meals, and I've also been like juicing. When I say juicing, I don't have a juicer and I juice anything.
You're drinking.
But Tropicana, juices. Tropicana, I guess unofficial call out. Tropicana makes this really awesome juice. You like it.
It's delicious.
It's a probiotic juice, but it's based with mango, apple juice, pineapple juice,
mango.
And it's fucking delicious. And since I've been drinking it, I feel different, man.
It's got probiotics.
And it's got what plants crave. Sorry. there we go. It's a good one, isn't it? Yeah. So, but man, you know, take care of yourselves. You know, just because you're at home doesn't mean that you don't have to take care of yourself. I've been doing push-ups every day, sit-ups every day, squats every day, working out in the yard every day.
Fuck.
Dude, I am on it, dude. And here's the thing. It keeps me, in the mortal words of Critical Bill, it keeps my powder dry.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. And that's a movie quote. And if y'all know it, I'll give you a skateboard. It keeps my powder dry.
Yeah, email if you know that quote. Right. Hit us up on Instagram or Facebook and drop it in Texas.
Good old Critical Bill. He never went up against anybody who didn't put it in critical condition.
I'm just a bill sitting on Capitol Hill.
You wished that's the way it worked.
I know. Schoolhouse Rock.
Yeah, they lied to us all because that's not how a bill gets passed, baby. All right, man. Let's call it. Let's call it. Give a shout out to your men's health, man.
Guys, if you just keep yourselves healthy, mind and body, it's very important. Shit sneaks up when you're older. Trust me, I know. If you want to know any more about it, fucking call me. I'll tell you all about it. Follow the rules. Stay safe. If you need psychotherapy, couples therapy, or anger management, call Austin Anger Management and Associates at 512-476-1800. You can tell them that I sent you. Tell them that we sent you. Drop in Texas sent you. And that's it, man. Stay safe. Stay happy.
Yeah. You know what? Men's health, absolutely. Ladies, take care of yourselves too.
Ladies, of course. Yeah absolutely.
Because, you know, I mean, men's health, women's health. Our health is important. Our health is all we have.
Ladies make all the people.
Right. And all men are born of women. So this is true. That's the bottom fucking line.
This is true.
So look, hey, if you're a dude out there, call your mom today if you haven't called her. You know, actually, you'll probably hear this later, maybe tomorrow. But you know what?
No, you got to put it up tonight.
It's going to go up as soon as we're done. But the fact is, like, if you haven't called your mom, call your mom. The only reason you're here is because of fucking her.
Call your
fucking mom right goddamn now. Okay.
And your absentee dad, if you're like me, whatever.
And forgive my righteousness. Thank you very much. But hey, man, so, you know, we want to thank everybody who listens to this show. You know, it's, you know, we know that podcasts are kind of a trivial thing in our world. Like, oh, you got a podcast.
Oh, you have one too.
Oh, you have a podcast. Oh, I do a podcast. Like, I don't go around bragging about the fact that I do this shit. So I do this shit for my mental health.
And frankly, half the time we may be embarrassed about the shit that we say, but well, who cares? You know, I don't give a shit.
Speak for yourself, pal.
No, I'm just saying.
Anyhow, so the point being is that, you know, take care of yourselves, right? If we know you, we love you, and we want you healthy, we want you well, and we want to see you again soon. So with that, just want to remind everybody, keep the sun out of your eyes and always be yourselves.
Be rad to one another, too.
That's right, man.
We'll check you turds later.
Later. Y'all be good.